Wake up with good vibes and variety.
Oh my God, that's brilliant. We gotta do that.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice, 97.3. Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but it's Monday.
Yay!
Yay, Monday.
Woo!
Love it.
So great. Go!
I'm so sick of that stupid weekend and everything. How's everyone doing? The weather was nice this weekend. That was a good thing. I mean, the June gloom cleared a bit by the afternoon both days. Hopefully at your house too.
I had the best weekend of the year.
Did you?
Yeah.
Mom's in town, Father's Day.
Well, mom's in town, yeah, and that's actually a little more stressful. If anything,
best weekend of the year.
Yeah. A lot of good stuff. I saw the new Toy Story.
Oh, what'd you think?
Excellent.
As good as the rest of them?
As good as, if not better than a couple of them.
Oh, boy.
So, I actually, we were talking about it, and I get lost in which one's which.
Yeah.
And at some point this weekend, I started to look up, like, give me the synopsis of each of these so I can figure out which one, you know, what the order is. And then I got busy and never looked at it.
It happens.
But Toy Story 5 is excellent. Like, however many stars out of stars, it's all of them.
Oh.
It's excellent.
That's great news.
They handle... So there's been different, you know, adventures that they're on each time. If you're not familiar with the Toy Story franchise, it's... I hate to call it a cartoon.
Yeah. I mean, it is animated.
They're the best...
They're the best of the best. The stories are great. The heart is amazing.
But the way they took on technology and friendship and...
Oh.
They just did it masterfully. And I know that is... There's decisions along the way where you have to sort of go, what will this do to the story? You know what I mean? And they just handled it all perfectly.
Nailed it.
And I highly recommend, if you've enjoyed them up to this point, this will absolutely leave you completely thrilled and satisfied.
Was there any crying?
I don't think anybody in the movie cried, no.
So, yes, there was crying.
Well, I meant you.
Yeah, I cried. But I didn't.
It wasn't an ugly cry.
I was holding up pretty good. Mm-hmm. But there was a point, and I'm watching the movie, and I'm waiting for the Taylor Swift song.
Yeah.
Like, I think, well, all right, the moment in, is it 2?
Yes.
Where Sarah McLachlan comes in.
When Jesse tells the story of how she wound up.
Yes.
At the collectors.
Right. So that, I'm thinking, this is the moment.
Mm.
And the song didn't kick in.
Oh.
But another layer of the story unfolds. And that is where at the tree... With the tire swing is when you see that, grab your tissues.
Then you know. Okay. You cried during the Taylor song.
No, the Taylor song is at the end of the movie.
Oh, like over the credits.
It does not come on in the movie. But that when I saw the tree swing and I know the history and her with her kid and the original song, I thought, this is where they're putting it. And maybe they just decided it's too much, like, the old one, the other movie. I don't know, but the song's in the credits. And that was fine. It was great. I like the song.
Listen, they got, you know, we talked extra long about it because Taylor was in it. It was a solid move on Pixar's part.
So anyway.
Who no one would even know about Toy Story if it wasn't for Taylor.
That's what I did on, I forget which night, Saturday night maybe, but I got surfs in both days. Mm. My kids took me to the skate park.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And
you didn't hurt yourself?
I didn't get to skate. Oh. I was once again pulled into... hadn't been in a while and were like, yeah, I'm really scared. And I was like, all right, let me just put my stuff down and hold your hand.
I'm going to spot you.
Yeah, and I spotted them a lot. And Edie had a couple wipeouts and I was, no, yikes.
Don't cry already.
Like I was spotting her and I did keep her from hurting herself worse, but I don't want to rip her arm off. So there's a point where you've got to sort of go.
You're on your own, kid. I got to let go.
Yeah. It's either your arm or your butt.
Right.
So You want the arm.
Yeah,
you,
I think so.
You want to keep the arm.
Well, you don't want to be the guy who ripped your kid's arm off either, you know?
So she, a couple falls, she was good, and then the last fall was a little harder than the other, and she was like, and I go, are we done? And she goes, yeah.
Oh.
And I pulled her off to the side, and I held her. And then she just let it go and started crying. And I was like, oh,
she got hurt.
You're okay. You got this.
But rub a little dirt on it. It's fine.
I try not to do that, but I did definitely coach her up and was like, look, being tough sometimes is important. And this is a moment where you've got this. You're okay.
Yep.
You're not injured. Right. You just hurt.
Yes.
And I'm here and we'll get you
and
home.
And it's a little scary.
Yeah, it sucks. You know. But so we did all that stuff. Yeah. It was very, it was an excellent week. Mm. And I didn't get to connect with Mosley because I didn't realize when he started writing me 2 weeks ago that the day he was coming to Santa Cruz was Father's Day.
Oh.
So once I realized that, I'm like, I can't peel off. And so I gave him a bunch. And him and his boy came to town and we were, you know, texting, and he had a great surf with his boy.
Oh, and so you didn't get to surf?
I didn't surf with them. I surfed very early. Both
before
days.
Everybody wakes up.
And I scored. Mm. So I had a very good weekend.
Dude, you got the best barrels ever, dude. Just like you pull in and you just get spit right out of them. And you just drop in and just smack the lip. Whoop-ah! Drop down. Snap. Ah! And then after that, you just drop in, just ride the barrel and get pitted. So pitted like that.
So pitted. Oh, that's good.
Where did he find that?
I think somebody sent it to him.
Yeah, oh. Then I made it.
Oh, good.
Put it together, yeah. Put a little piece Wonderful. Together. It's just nice to, you know, really get inside the mind of a surfer.
Well.
Gets pitted, so pitted.
For the record, Whoop-ah. That young man's a boogie boarder. Just so you know.
It doesn't really matter. No, he's in the barrel.
It full on matters to me. Mm. But okay. Oh. It's fine. Mm. Whatever you say.
Yeah.
How was your weekend? Tell us everything.
You
took care of your husband. I mean, Father's Day.
That has happened.
The boys were in town.
They were.
Right.
You know, my weekend was really, my fabric that I ordered for my outdoor cushions, they are a theme in my life. It arrived on Friday.
The outdoor cushions.
Yeah. They need to be recovered.
Okay.
So.
And the fabric you ordered is.
It showed up. Oh, it's perfect.
So you went. Elbows deep and sewing machine.
It was unbelievable. I did 10 full-size couch covers, and I did cushion covers, and I did, like, I don't know, freaking felt like 20 other littler pillows. Oh, that place looks spanking now. Oh!
You mean the backyard?
Yeah, the seating arrangement that we have back there is just... It's just looking great.
You love
great.
It.
Yeah.
All right.
John just recently, and I think I told you this, John, like, took apart our nice chairs that we've had for a long time, and he, like, put them all back together nice and tight, and then he painted them, and
that's
looking
good.
Yeah, I know. It's great. So we did that, and then we hung with the kids. I got hammered both nights. Oh, we went to that, we went to that place, Tep Layla.
You know what my favorite conversation with you has become? Every time you say, I don't do that anymore,
I don't really
that
do
is
it
not
anymore.
What I do. I don't do that. And then you come right in and go, yeah, both days. And then we go, oh God, that's so fun.
To.
Good for you. And then the next weekend comes, I don't do that. And then
I don't do it the way I used to, but it's really, and it's harder now.
Do it.
Oh,
why wouldn't you do it?
I don't know.
There's no reason
not to.
Because
I get anxiety afterward, and I feel like I wake up and I'm like, oh God, what did I do?
You know,
what did I say? Who am I?
You're
why
an
do
inspiration
I exist?
To the people. Here you are. You got your project done.
Yeah,
and
I did.
You got bleeping ripped both nights.
I was just slamming some dollaritas up down the beach.
Yeah.
This guy.
We went to this place that we've gone to for, since I moved here, 30 years. This
Hooters?
No. Thai, I love Hooters, though. This Thai place, Tep Layla, that's closing.
Ah.
And man, I think their last day was actually yesterday.
Tep Layla.
Tep Layla. And you could tell. Like, they were out of everything. Specifically the sticky rice that I wanted. Mm. And
of all the things, rice is what they're out of?
They had rice. They had regular white rice, but I like the sticky rice, and they only have that at dinner time. And he goes, no, one of the employees just took it all with him. I'm like, oh, okay. And then, and it was really, it was pretty busy because I think everybody had the same idea that we had. And it was very, I was like, wow, if that had been my first experience there, I wouldn't have been as into this place over 30 years.
Yeah,
because no, it was, done. They are done. There's no question. But the food was great. And it was, we had our last bowl of their particular Tom Kha Gai. And
did you
delish.
Ask why?
Oh, yeah, because the new owners of the plaza said, you have to completely renovate and your rent's going up.
Oh, so and they just said, they screw went, it, we're retiring. No.
They might, they're talking about maybe opening a smaller place. They used to be in kind of a small place. They moved to that space, I don't know, 20-something years ago. But, you know, it's neither here nor there. But that was, but unfortunately, they have these mango daiquiris that are just mwah. And I had a few of those.
Ah, yeah. The old mango daiquiri.
The old mango daiquiri.
Never had one, but it sounds good enough.
Yeah, I could make you a virgin one if you want.
I would never want a daiquiri. Mm. Yeah, I just wouldn't.
They're delicious. It's just, like, picture a mango smoothie and add liquor to
Bob.
It.
Vincenzo.
You go up to a bar and they say, our specialty is a mango daiquiri. Are you, what do you say?
If it's a thing to get, I'm getting it.
No. Yeah. Otherwise, you'd say, no thanks, I'll have a Bartles and James.
Depends on the day, you know?
Hmm.
Are you a wine cooler guy?
No.
What kind of guy are you?
What's a Bartles and James?
Bartles and James is a wine cooler from the 80s that only two people got that joke.
Yeah. No, people got it. They went, oh, yeah, I've barfed because of Bartles and James before. Like
Bartles and James.
Yes. Every time I had a wine cooler as a kid, I've yacked.
When I was in high school, my high school girlfriend would always go, get me some wine coolers while we're getting the other. Everyone else is getting beer, and I'd get her them, and she'd barely sip one. And they would, you know, make their way around. And it's just, they're gross. They were gross, right?
Yes.
I mean, and that's why you barf. Like, they just weren't good.
Too much sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I was in college, we drank Mike's Hard Lemonade when we were day drinking.
Were they good?
They were delicious, but they were just straight sugar.
Mm.
But then in my early 20s, the seltzers came around, you know, the Trulies and the White Claws.
Oh, yeah.
And I've probably had thousands of those. But now I'm over it.
What do you, what is the drink of choice for you?
I love, at like a regular old place, I like a margarita. I like a good beer these days on draft.
Do you have a particular beer that you're like, this is the, my go-to?
I'm an IPA. I'm a lager.
I like a lager.
Yeah.
Which is,
I don't know.
For all, like, no, that's plain old beer.
Like, yeah.
It's the classic beer we all know.
Or is Bud a Pilsner? And is there a difference?
Oh, God.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Never Let's, was a
on
thing
this
for me.
Note, we end. We're going to play a song, and then we're going to do some other stuff. We've got All Father's right. Day and Death coming up, which should be super fun. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Start your day off the right way.
Are you kidding me?
Spoiler alert.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Wake up.
Wake up with Alice 97.3.